morning, everybody, and welcome into Inside Middle Tennessee. I'm not Jim Ross, but I'm Lewis Maddox. We've got Jim Ross on the way back, we assume.
In transit.
And we've also got Sarah Elizabeth and her lovely parents.
Yes, I have both of them today.
And we've got we've actually got Dr. Michael Steele on the phone with us, and he's got some Columbia Central High School news that he's going to be sharing with us. Hey, Dr. Steele, are you with us?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning. And we're talking about Miss Dorothy Campbell's golf. What is it, Sarah Elizabeth?
It's a golf tournament.
Yeah, a golf tournament, and we've also got something else that's going on. Tell us a little bit about it, Dr. Steele.
Well, good morning to the Hickman family.
Good morning.
The awesome Hickman family. And, yeah, so thanks for having me on, Lewis. Most people already know about it's the second annual Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble that raises money for Columbia Central students, really. It's May the 3rd. We've got room for three more teams. That's a total of 12 golfers. And it's May 3rd. You're welcome to reach out to me at the school or Miss Christy Smith at the school, or just let us know you're going to be there, and then you can actually pay on the day of. Also, I wanted to announce, and I realize it's a little bit short notice, but we wanted to get it in during our alumni game. So we're going to dedicate our baseball field to Coach Mark Pickle, 25-plus years of service, recognized for having one of the best fields in the state of Tennessee. And we're going to go on and on and on about his accomplishments over the years and the number of players that he's coached, went on to the pros and into college. But we're going to have a dedication ceremony on this coming Monday. It's alumni night, so we hope to have a great crowd out there for that dedication. And then the sign reveal will be at a later date and time once we get the sign created. It's going to be called Mark Pickle Field.
Awesome.
You know, Coach Pickle is a legend. We all know that. And what was it, 500 wins that he reached before he retired a few years ago? And he's just an unbelievable guy. And you know, even through my time at Central High School, there's kids that I saw go through the baseball program and are now, you know, you talk about, you can think of Jaden Hamm, who went and played at Middle Tennessee State University, just got drafted by the Tigers last year. In Detroit, and there's countless others like that. Even
I was in school, Dan Ugla played for Coach Pickle. I remember when Coach Pickle came to Central when I was a young girl, and watched him grow the baseball program and spend many hours on that field up there. Dr. Steele, I'd like to commend you and your staff for starting to include the alumni in a lot of things. My mother and I had the honor to play with the Central High School Band this week at their concert. So that was really neat. And they're having the alumni baseball. I think they're having an alumni softball thing, or it has passed. So thank you, Dr. Steele, for opening the school back up to the alumni.
That's wonderful that Dr. Coach Pickle has got this honor. He deserves it about as much as anybody because he built that field. I remember when I was principal, he came to me about the plans to build that field. And of course, we had to have board approval, and it was just an old practice field up there. And, of course, right there behind the gym was where we practiced baseball when I was in school at good old CHS. So, and it was just a field. So he's done a wonderful thing with the volunteers and the players through the years of making that the top notch. I also remember the first year that it was playable. He came to me and says, "Mr. Hickman, they want to have the district tournament, but I hate to tell you, we got to start at noontime because there are no lights on the field." And I said, "Well, if all the other principals agree to it, I don't have a problem with it." So we had a district tournament, the first district tournament on that field when it was brand new.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, two people came to me last night. We didn't even have a baseball game last night. The kids were out there. Baseball team was out there working on the field. And two parents from softball, from Shelbyville softball, came over just to tell me how beautiful the field was. So, I mean, and then when you ask it, when you say about the alumni, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate that. But, I mean, the number one thing that I've learned over 2 years at Central is that the history, the love of this school and the history of this school is what propels the school forward. And so we need to do everything we can to continue to honor and celebrate the alumni from Columbia Central.
Well, I will say that many of the things that we have, such as the athletic fields, were not created by the school board or by Murray County. They were done by volunteers. The Kiwanis built the football field. We still wouldn't have one if they hadn't done that. And Coach Pickle has carried on the tradition. And it would be really amazing to go to each school and find out which facilities were done purely by volunteers.
Initiative.
It would just be amazing to know how many of those fields or how many of those facilities exist.
And some people didn't ask permission. They just went up there and just did it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it takes.
Yes. Yes. I always get...
The mantra, you build it, they will come.
That's right.
Well, I know what Sheila's going to say. She says it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
That's right. I believe
Yeah, but
proof.
Sometimes when you're in that director's chair, you get chewed on because you didn't watch it close enough to get it. Tell them, hey, you got to stop. We got to go to the school board.
Well, the school board should be very proud that they have not been called upon to fund a great many things, millions of dollars worth of facilities that have come from volunteers.
Right.
True.
Well, and I want to also shout out to Ms. Ventura and the school board, because this is a, you know, normally there's a policy where normally you have to wait a certain amount of time before you can dedicate a field. But I didn't feel like, and neither did they, that there was any sense in waiting 3 to 5 years, because, I mean, it's an obvious choice that Coach Pickle, just his dedication and love for baseball, Columbia Central High School, it makes it an obvious choice.
And it's my understanding that he really couldn't step away from that type of work completely. I think he's still working on baseball fields.
I think he is. Yeah, yeah, I think he is. So I think
What better groundskeeper can you have?
I know.
I might put in, he's not only a baseball coach and built that field, he was an outstanding teacher.
Yes,
he educator.
Was. Yeah.
What did he teach, Ed? Yeah. You remember?
Science.
Yeah.
Science. He's a science teacher, and that's true. That's true, Mr. Hickman. He was, and I've only known him for 2 years, but in normal Mark Pickle fashion, kept to himself, kept quiet, just did an amazing job. And I mean, that's something for a lot of people to look at. Just do an amazing job, and the accolades will come.
Yeah. Yes, he took care of his discipline in his classroom 99% of the time, and.
I watched him in action on his baseball team. He did a pretty good job there, too.
We didn't have any trouble with his baseball players.
Now, for those listening, Mr. Eddie Hickman is going to be saying some words on May 3rd for the Dorothy Campbell Scramble. Her family's trying to get out there. As the community knows, Miss Dorothy passed away recently and is in heaven with her husband. And so she never got a chance to come out to see her own tournament. She wanted to. But Eddie is going to say some words in the morning to kick us off. And there's a lot going on. There's going to be a brand new car on a par three. There's going to be long drive closest to the pin with great giveaways and those kind of things. And now with the tournament being it's such a huge success, we're going to be able to offer hopefully scholarships for students in the name of Dorothy Campbell and family.
That's great.
That's great, and I think we'll probably need to rename it now, the Dorothy Campbell Memorial Tournament.
Yes. That would be grammatically correct.
Yeah, it is now. Yeah, I mean, seriously, it really is. It is now a memorial tournament. Yeah. So
well,
and
that's
it's a
true,
good
and
one too.
I never thought about that. But thank you for that. I'm gonna jump on that right now. I'll get with Ms. Smith and see what we can do with that, because that's a good point. But hey, you guys have an amazing show. Thank you. This is one of our last days of testing, so please pray for us. The students and staff have been so – listen, don't even get me started because, I mean, it's been, well, it's
don't
been
worry,
long
don't
week.
Worry, Dr. Steele. We'll get Sheila on that. She'll get started on it real quick.
Yeah, Sheila can take over from here. But I'm just really proud of my staff and students. They've been so resilient this week, and it's just really been a long week, and I'm sure for every school. But, yeah, y'all keep praying for us, and thank you for having me on.
All right. Have a great day.
Have a good Friday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Bye.
I want to put a plug in for the new baseball coach that took over from Mark Pickle, Devin Simler, graduate of Columbia Central.
Yes.
Played college baseball at Kennesaw State. And right now his program, I think last year because they were young, I think they won either 9 or 10 games. He's won 18, and he has 3 left, and his goal is to get to 20 this year and double their wins from last year. He's done a great job. He's got a brother that's playing, currently playing ball at MTSU.
Yep, Bryce.
Good
buddy of mine, and he's a great baseball player. Yep.
Well, if Devin's playing college ball anywhere, he was a good player himself.
Yeah,
too.
He was.
So.
Well, that's awesome. That's a good day, a good way to start the show this morning.
Yeah. Welcome back in, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for showing back up.
Well, you know, we got a few minutes. I will do a public service announcement here.
PSA.
Murray County, because of the limestone that we have here, is loaded, believe it or not, folks, with radon. Yeah. And we had a radon test, and my radon test came back at 6.8.
Oh, wow.
And it needs to be under 2. If it's 2 to 4, it's marginal. And if it's over 4, you need to do something about it. And mine came back at 6.8. So we're getting something done about it, and the guy is supposed to be on his way this morning, and I managed to leave my phone at the office. And if I was going to know he was going to make it, I needed to have got that phone. So I had to run back and retrieve it, and I appreciate Sarah Elizabeth kind of – And Lou for taking over the reins for a little bit. So
anyway. No problem.
Yeah. Radon, tell you how serious it is. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States.
Oh, wow.
There's 20,000 deaths a year that are attributed to radon.
Well, in my line of work, we do environmental reviews because of federal grant programs. And they are now requiring you to do a radon study.
I think home inspections now are mandatory.
That's crazy.
Have radon.
I never would have thought of that.
No.
Are y'all aware that we had probably one of our happiest members just arrive? You know why he's happy?
Because it's over with.
Because the legislature has adjourned. So
now he's on the...
he's on a mission, though.
Yes.
He's
studying something.
Deep thought.
He came in hot from the this morning. The Murray Alliance had the Farm City Breakfast out at the 4-H Center. It's a wonderful event every year. They recognize Century Farms, so the farm has to be in your family continuously for 100 years. And they celebrated the Biffle Potts Farm in Hampshire, Tennessee, that was established in 1859. They still have approximately 125 acres.
That's almost a 150-year farm. It is a 150-year farm.
Yes.
That's no 100-year farm.
Yes. Congratulations to them and the recognition they had this morning. The room was packed. They even had to put up more tables. So,
how many people do you think were there? 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie's shaking his head.
Yeah. So, but it was a wonderful event celebrating our agrarian past and future. I mean, we see farmland being lost every day to development, but we have a wonderful agrarian history here. So.
And we're still a largely agrarian county.
Yes, the co-op, I reckon it was the co-op magazine that came that had all those statistics about
how many farms
we had left.
Yes.
All right, folks, we're up against a break, and we need to have a few messages. We'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
Inside This is Coach Tredarius Dahl from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Delk Kennedy. Years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, was repeatedly lifting babies. She ruptured a disc in her back. She had surgery, but the chronic pain continued. Then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief in Franklin, Tennessee. It changed our lives. She's had a relatively pain-free life. She sees Dr. Wendy Toohey at the Dr. Gill Center regularly. You can, too. Call 615-794-0800. That's 615-794-0800. Or go to calldrgilltn.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
We're back with Inside Middle Tennessee. Lou's got us rocking and rolling, folks, on here.
I love it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You could tell we got a younger person on the on the board.
A person who's majoring in mass communication.
he'll be way ahead of the courses you have to take about this, Lou. You'll say, "I need to take that. I already know how to do that."
Thank you. Pull that up there, Sheila.
Is that better?
I'm just kind of waiting to hear his voice on the Vol Network.
That's right, and we will stand up and clap.
Yeah,
I'll be so excited.
That's right.
Now, Chip Walters is my Lindsey Nelson, because he has done.
He's
some.
An MTSU, folks.
He is MTSU.
He is one of my projects. He grew up with us, and he was a lifeguard at Oak Park, and he grew up with us. We have this great number of young men and ladies who were lifeguards for us at Oak Park. And
they were your children before I came.
Yes,
along.
We didn't have Sarah Elizabeth then. They were all my children. And every one of those people who work for us have become so successful. They've just become all sorts of things that I won't name any names, but they have risen to the top no matter what job they undertook. I will mention one of them, because he passed away not so long ago. His name was Tim Riddle, and he worked his tail feathers off to get through Tennessee Tech, and he would always come to my house when I cooked chicken casserole. It was like it was a radar thing that brought him to my house. But
I'm taking a breath and thinking about doing the exact same thing. So next time you have
it. We had it this week.
But he went on to run the Municipal Center at Chattanooga, mm-hmm. and then did some in Georgia and wound up in Florida. And part of his training was working at the pool and getting all those people skills that he needed to do that. But every one of those young men and women have just been so successful. And it's because they started out as a lifeguard.
Well, you know, I keep thinking, and Lou may agree with this too, I think because I had it in the church, I think everybody that's, I say, raised right.
Yeah.
Doesn't have one mama. They've got about six.
Yeah.
Or eight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, the village.
Yeah, I mean, just sitting there kind of looking over you and all that. And my daughter, I mean, she has about three or four close friends, and I think all they do is mama each other's child.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my group. That's my group.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. And of course, we also have a bunch of daddies, too. They said, slow down, son. You're moving a little too fast here. Well, historically, is there anything going
well,
on?
Well, yesterday was the annual Polk Association luncheon, and so Mother decided, I've had a busy few weeks, so she decided that she was going to look up and talk about the Polk Association, which is celebrating its 100th year this year.
The association itself.
Yes. Yes.
That is a long time.
It is. It is. And we are... As a country, we need to mark all of these milestones, because we are still a very young country compared to the rest of the world, mm-hmm. and we need to cherish these traditions and keep them going. Thank goodness nobody tore the Polk home down, but it was formed 100 years ago by Sadie Polk, who was the great niece and the adopted daughter of Sarah Polk. And she worked with the state of Tennessee to purchase the only surviving residence of James K. Polk. That's the only place he lived besides the White House that's still standing. And the association not only helps fund the Polk home, but it also does good things to perpetuate the memory. And they struggle, like if everybody who has a home knows that it's a job to keep the house up. Well, imagine a house is from the 1800s and all the things that need to be done to keep it up. And they have, every other year, they have this Polk Association Ball. And the next one is to be held at
Hamilton Place.
This September, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yes, this September the 14th.
It's an easy thing to pull off, isn't it, Sarah?
Oh, gosh. Kendall Stivers Jones and myself pulled the one off 2 years ago. So it's quite a challenge. And your daughter helped us. And it was a labor of love for a historic site.
But so. it is a lot of work.
It is. Yes. It is. And the chairs this year are they're Neely Parks King and Dolly McNabb. And they are already, you start planning almost as soon as the other one is over with, you start.
They'll do a good job of it.
Yes, yeah, they will. So it will be exciting to have it at Hamilton Place because that would be a cousin to James K. Polk. So.
Yes, it would. But that is the Polk home is one of our treasures here in Maury County, and the idea that the school children have, that certain grades have field trips.
The fourth grade comes every year,
and then they say that the majority of their visitors are from out of state. That yes. They have a great number of tourists to come through there every year.
Well, there's a lot of buses that come and park and unload, and here they are.
I don't know what grade I was in, but C-SPAN did.
Oh, they did.
They went to all the presidential homes, and they would broadcast live from there, and they would have lectures and all that.
Oh,
and
they were here.
And it was so neat to see all that.
I don't think there's that many presidential boyhood homes from... once you get back into the 1800s.
No, I expect you're right.
Apart from about 1920 on, a lot of them still exist.
Yes.
But before that, they either have been developed or they just wore out and torn down.
Uh-huh.
And nobody thought that it was important enough to keep them or something.
Well, that's a terrible thing in this country because we think something's old, we shouldn't. Perhaps tear it down and build another one.
As long as they don't put me down, I'm fine.
or tear it down and build two or three in its place. But I've told this before. Carol lived with us and was our exchange student from Switzerland, and she would say, well, I have friends who have a house. They live in a house that's 400 years old. And I'd say, well, there's no danger of that happening here. Because they'll knock it down and make a parking lot there. But we do want to salute the ladies who carry on the tradition of the luncheon, and it is very nice. And Kendall Stivers Jones passed the gavel on to
Jennifer Fleming Franks.
Will be the new president of the association. And a great many of those folks have just grown up with it. Like all of us who've been here, we just sort of know that that's a good thing to keep going. And people look forward to that every year.
And y'all may notice there is some restoration work starting on the Polk home. You may see a ladder or a guy up on a ladder. They're working on the windows and doors on there right now. Anybody knows that has a historic home, you have to continue to take care of it. You've got to address moisture issues. You've got to address painting. You've got
roof,
floor. You know, there's always something. But we've been very blessed. I'm still on the Polk board. I'm the Ways and Means chairperson. And we have been very blessed with Rachel Hebering as the executive director and getting a lot of grants for restoration work to the Polk home. It's really neat, a place to go and visit. They have a new exhibit in the Polk Presidential Hall, which is on site there. They're also reworking the museum room along with a college class. That's usually when you're working on your degree in museum studies, you usually have a historic home that you help redo their museum room. And so we're working with a college class to get that done. So that will be done here in the near future as well.
Good. That's great.
And next door to James K's family home is his sister's home. And that they have, of course, that's where the museum is. And that they've really done well with that. But it's worth a trip. We've all passed it thousands of times.
That's the time. There's time machine points I want to have strategic. Well, and that's a time machine point right there.
Don't they have pieces in there that he actually had in the White House?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
They have a
table.
A table with the stars on it.
Uh-huh. And the eagle. So there's a lot of
her gown.
There's a lot of things. And there's some stuff from Polk Place as well. They had a house in Nashville almost within sight of the Capitol, the state capitol. There's a historic marker there, but there's a different building there. But it was Polk Place. And there are parts and pieces. And that was during the Civil War. Polk Place in Nashville was neutral ground.
Okay.
Neutral ground. Yes, and so Sarah was still there. She wore mourning the rest of her life. She wore black after President Polk died. But there's parts and pieces of that as well.
Remind me the year he died. 18.
Oh dear. He died. He was just in.
Right before the war started,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
And I didn't.
Well,
I think he's in the 50s, 1850s, I believe.
I believe
he was
right.
He was president of what, 1840?
It was 1840s.
The war.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking 1848.
But you know, he
died 2 or 3 years afterwards.
I wrote a huge paper on him, yes, and here I sit.
But he was able to keep his promises.
1849.
Gotcha. That's it. He kept his promises, and then he came home. But the theory is that he was such a workaholic that he just worked himself to death, and that he cholera was raging, and he just wore out. He came
cholera get a lot of people.
He came to Columbia and had a big to do down here at Rally Hill, which was his sister and brother in law's house, and then he just wore out.
Yeah, enough's enough.
That's right.
And some of the. One of the first photographs taken at the White House is of the Polks and Dolly Madison.
Yeah, Dolly was still around.
Uh-huh. Still around, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you, I just, as a historian, that just fascinates me because you think
she
was way early in American history.
Was. Her husband was the fourth president, number four, behind Jefferson, I think.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's right. So, just... And
think how long that was between that. Because Pope was about, the 16th or
11th.
11th president, yes. Yeah. So, but that was very neat. So, we got 1 minute. Speaking of history, of local historical things, otherwise, Spring Hill, the city of Spring Hill is having Founders Day on May the 4th. Saturday, May the 4th. If you want more information, you can go to springhilltn.org and search for Founders Day 2024. They are going to have a lecture at the library on Thursday, May the 2nd about love for the land, lessons from farmers who persist in place on Thursday night. And then they don't have anything on Friday. And then Saturday, they're going to have things at the library starting at 10 that day. So if you want to learn more about Spring Hill history, I think that's important to go up there and see that.
Great. All right, folks, we need to take a break. We'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
No, I meant to say something.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Maury County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. Want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
we're back with Inside Middle Tennessee. I missed the cue,
rookie.
I know. I've been missing a lot of cues.
Where's Del?
Ed will sit here and tell you I'm missing a lot of things this morning already.
Radon.
Yeah.
It's the radon.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to figure out why Scott's got a tie on now that the legislature has adjourned.
He had to go to the Farm City breakfast this morning. He had to.
Education does not stop. As you know, we are right in the middle of testing across the state of Tennessee. There are issues that are popping up all the time. We will start looking at the problems, the issues that have been affecting public school this calendar year now, because school's about out. And we will start looking at how we're going to address and fix those needs as we move into the next session, which is 6 months away.
Yeah.
And so it never stops. Education, if you serve on the education committee, especially in a chairman's position, it never stops. In session, I'm up there 4 days a week. Out of session, I'm up there 1 to 2, possibly 3 days a week, depending on what's going on. I have to go up to Nashville today for a meeting with the commissioner. We have an issue in West Tennessee in regards to a teacher doing something in the classroom they shouldn't be teaching, and the district allowing it, which is in violation of state law. And so we have to make a phone call to that district today.
I know that you're looking so forward to that.
It's the job. You know. The General Assembly did sine die, two of my favorite words.
Without a day.
52.6 billion dollar budget. We cut $10 billion out of the budget because our revenues were less this year, so we cut $10 billion out. Everything has been funded. I'll go down. It's a long list, but I'll be a little bit briefer on it for everybody. Stop me anytime you have a question, but I'm going to tell you some of the things we've done for Tennessee to make it to continue to be one of the best places to live, work, raise your family. And by golly, since you guys been on the air for 45 minutes, and we've probably another 25 people that have moved to Tennessee already. So
every 5 seconds.
And remind everybody, be nice to everybody when they come from out of state.
Those are in Murray County, by the way.
But when you meet someone from out of state, explain to them what it means to be a Tennessean. That's the most important thing you can do. Explain to them what it means to be a Tennessean. It's because that's the reason why they moved here, was because of us. So let's remind them about who we are and what we stand for, and let them assimilate to who we are. And therefore, we'll have a great Tennessee moving forward that everybody will be the envy of the nation in. $17 million more for 60 new state troopers. Any reason why? You may want to take a guess for that. Begins with an F. Fentanyl.
I was thinking drug intervention.
Fentanyl.
Yeah.
If you drive from Memphis to Nashville right now, you'll be able. You could step on the state troopers' hoods of their cars and never get your feet dirty. There is a parade of vehicles coming out of Texas from Mexico that are just coming through I-40. And if you drive there, I would suggest you drive the speed limit, especially if you have an out-of-state tag, because our friendly people who wear the big green hats will be pulling you over on the side of the road and having a conversation with you.
Good.
Yeah, we'll remind everybody that I-40 is probably the main middle-of-the-country, east-west corridor from Riverside, California, to where North Carolina does it end?
This is on top of 100 troopers from last year.
Yeah.
Stationed between Memphis and Nashville. So we are trying to do our best to block this scourge. It is in our schools now, as you know. It is everywhere. It's in our college campuses. And the thing that's very vile about fentanyl, as opposed to the cocaine, the heroin, the LSD, those are all made to hook you so you'll become a user and continue to buy. Fentanyl is made to kill you.
Yeah.
It's made to end your life. And so... this is a scourge that we are dead serious on in Tennessee. We're going to continue to attack. 15 million grant pools for our volunteer firefighters so they can continue to get the equipment that they need, including now our rescue squads and EMS. So that'll help out Murray County with our ambulance service and our rescue squads to make sure that those volunteers who are coming to pull you out of whatever situation you're in have the most up-to-date equipment they can to make sure that their lives will be safe also. $750,000 in security grants for our houses of worship to make sure that if they need to buy the entry-resistant film on their glass to make sure that's secure and security cameras, that they're able to access some money for that too. 13 new positions for the TBI. You heard about the issues we have with our rape kits being outdated, so we're trying to address that issue right there to get those back in a timely manner. Strengthen deterrence to curb juvenile crime. All I got to do is say Orange Mound. juvenile crime. We've got to get this under control. Increase protections for domestic violence victims. Increase support for victims of child sex trafficking. Obey the law, and you don't have to worry about the penalties. And we're going to start to come down hard of people who do anything to children. Enough is enough, and it's going to stop in Tennessee. Increase protections for law enforcement officers from assault. By the way, if you do get pulled over by some of our finest out there, do not assault them, or you'll be spending some time with Sheriff Roland in the jail for a long time. Economic development. We delivered $393 million in tax cuts to businesses, $36 million to help distressed counties and rural counties with economic development initiatives for community assets. We don't qualify because we're not a distressed county, but some of our neighbors to the southwest are, and this will help them to be able to revitalize their downtown squares like Murray County has and make them more attractive. Education, which is one I'm always very intent on. $30 million for our summer learning programs have now been paid and funded by the General Assembly, no longer under the federal ESSER money. We are going to pay for this now in Tennessee. $3.2 million for AP courses. Paige Chamberlain just smiled.
Oh, yes.
$2.5 million to strengthen students regarding our phonics skills, doubling down on tutoring to get those kids the help they need. The bill that I passed, AI regulations in education, making sure that we're not allowing kids to access AI too much, even on college campuses, that we're going to make sure that the students are doing their own work.
I think as an English teacher, I think they're in a particularly vulnerable spot. If they want research papers, they may get three or four just alike.
Yeah. Children and families, this is the ones that really we drove home pretty hard. Increase protections for children online from accessing pornography. Protect children from abortion trafficking, and then required parental consent for minors using social media. We saw in 2010 the advent of the iPhone and social media. And in 2011 and 12, teen suicide started to escalate, and our grades have gone downhill ever since then, and it's because of this little thing they carry around all day, 24/7, staring at, looking at every moment. So the next step is going to be looking at the iPhone and those personal devices and see how we can make them a productive tool for education instead of a destructive tool for education. Conservation, $59 million for Tennessee state parks and capital projects. We have some of the best parks in the country. Did you know that?
Yes.
Some of the best park system in the country. $20 million to expand Blue Ways, which is directly affecting Murray County for our Duck River. Blue Way Trail access with new recreational access points. I believe we secured two grants, one for Murray County and one for Columbia, to put Blue Way access points on the Duck River, one at Yanali and one at Riverwalk Park.
That is so, right. So now I wrote those grants.
How about that? See?
Thank you.
$10 million. She's patting herself on the back.
Another one for Murray County, $10 million to improve water quality in our rivers, lakes, and streams across the state. $10 million to expedite the Bill Dance Signature Lake Series. We're going to become a major fishing destination in the world. $5 million to protect and enhance scenic beauty along our major highways. We're going to pick up all the trash we possibly can for everybody. And $3 million to make sure state parks are more accessible for Tennesseans with disability. $52.6 billion budget. We have expanded 10 Care to provide the helping hand up for those individuals that are down right now and getting them the help that they need. And then we did increase the overall budget for education with another teacher's raise, $244 million. So another year in the books, and now we will start working on legislation for next year. In education, it doesn't stop. It just keeps going. Like I said, we've got testing going on. Everybody crossing their fingers. We had a brief glitch early on testing in high school, but it seems like it's been worked out. It looks like in 3 through 5, we are paper still on our tests, and I think the teachers really like that a lot for the younger kids. It's more comfortable for them. And it's still at the discretion in middle school if the commissioner wants to use paper or electronic. And so
Thing, Scott, for some of the programs y'all have installed over the last year or two, you're going to get some data back here in a little while. I don't know how quick you'll be able to get that data, but maybe – middle of the summer.
Well, we're hoping it's going to get better. We did find out from our testing vendor, one of the biggest complaints that teachers had were they never got the test back with the questions. And it was because we didn't have a test bank that we could release questions, let the teachers study them about how the questions are being asked without compromising next year's test. Well, now we're at a point that the vendor thinks that if not this year, but next year, we'll have enough questions in the bank that we can start to release the test to teachers so that they can kind of see how their students are doing on certain questions. And Ms. Hickman knows this. If you're a teaching subject and you see the test and you see your students are struggling on one question, then you can go back and evaluate how you're teaching that to become a better teacher to address those shortcomings of that test question and maybe that material that you're missing. And then the last one here, and some people think we went too far. I think it's what we need to do. We created a death penalty option for child rapists. If the judge thinks that it's heinous enough, which the whole thing is to me is just unbelievable that you could do that to a child. But we do have the option now for the death penalty for those child rapists in Tennessee. So we'll be out and about first Friday. No, not next week.
Next week's first Friday. I was going to go through sort of what was happening this weekend.
We will apologize ahead of time because it is campaign season for everybody. So we'll be down there saying hi to everybody. We'll try not to be
kissing babies, shaking hands.
But we will be shaking hands.
Kissing the babies and shaking hands.
No, mothers do not like kissing the babies. Don't touch the babies.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Thanks to Jay Powell with his things to do that he puts out every week. The Antique and Garden Market at the Factory, that is from 10 to 4 Friday and Saturday, so today and tomorrow. There's a stand-up comedy in Columbia at the Mule House. They have Texas funny man William Lee Martin, the King of Cowtown, starting at 8 p.m. Friday night.
Other than Texas, he's in the right place.
Yes. The Black Fox Lounge, formerly the Rusty Duck, on Riverside Drive, will host Catch These Jokes. This is reminiscent of my dad doing announcements at Central High School. This is bad.
Well, you don't have the accent.
At 7 p.m. Oh, I do. There is a bug out at the Honeybee Animal Rescue. They're down the road from us on Carter's Creek Pike. The Bug Adventure from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Guests will dive into the world of bugs, interacting with live insects such as worms, beetles, praying mantis, my favorite, and ladybugs, and more. Speaking of worms. The Prior Art Gallery at the Art Exposition.
Folks didn't know they were going to get all this.
The Prior Art Gallery at Columbia State has the K-12 Art Exhibition. It's a free exhibit open to the public, and it's open 8 to 4 on Friday, featuring artwork from Maury County Public Schools, as well as some artists from private schools. There's live entertainment everywhere, and I'm done.
Also, the Biden administration has tried to destroy Title IX. We are going to meet today to instruct our school systems to not obey those edicts from the Biden administration about destroying Title IX and boys and girls sports. And we are going to direct AG Scarametti to sue the federal government.
Well, they better leave that alone.
All right, folks. I think Lou is giving us. I say Lou's giving us the finger, the index finger, folks. Meaning that we've got to wrap this up.
Not that finger, Mom.
I promise. I promise. He's correct.
He's being good. He's done a very good job.
That's right, folks. We appreciate you listening. It's been a great show, and we'll be back next week with Inside Middle Tennessee.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.